Okay, the new topic that we will be doing right now is that of Kiddush. Okay, we're going to start Kiddush and a bit of a background about Kiddush. We're going to discuss all the elements of Kiddush, but this is going to be Kiddush part one. Okay, so Kiddush part one, let's start from the beginning. The makor from Kiddush in the Torah is the famous pasuk in the Aseret Dibros. There's two of the Aseret Dibros, correct? Right? One in Parshas Yisro, and the other one in Parshas Yeshanan. Excellent, very good. The one in Parshas Yisro is one that we're very familiar with. It's going to be our makor for Kiddush. The pasuk says, "Zachar es yom haShabbos lekacho," that there's a mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. Okay, how to exactly understand that mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos? But there's an obligation to remember Shabbos. Now, how is that translated? What exactly do the poskim say about this mitzvah of Zachar es yom haShabbos lekacho? So the Rambam, we take a look at source number two. And really, the two and three, the Rambam, both in the Sefer Mitzvot and the Mishneh Torah, more or less echoes the same idea. Let's see what he says. V'amitzvah kuf nun hei, hi shetivanu l'kadesh shabbat. It's a mitzvah of l'kadesh shabbat. V'la omer dvarim b'chnisaso uv'yitziyaso. What does that mean? Excellent, right? To say things about it when it enters or when it leaves. Niskor bam gadol hayom. We mentioned the greatness of the day. How it's so awesome and it's so elevated and separate from the rest of the days. Hayom makod min mimenu abam acharav. Days were coming before, days were coming later. But who amar yisala? And that's what it says. Zachor es yom haShabbos lekacho. Okay, that's what Hashem says. Zachor es yom haShabbos lekacho. That's a makor for Kiddush. Kolomar says the Rambam. Zachreyu zecher kiddusha b'agdala. To recognize how holy and how elevated it is. Vizui mitzvah Kiddush. That's a mitzvah of Kiddush. For Lashem Mechilta, Zachor es yom haShabbos lekacho. Kachiyo b'bracha. You should do the Kiddush with the bracha. Rebir Amru, Zachreyu al-Yayin. And the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim says that means you have to do it with wine. Okay. We're not going to talk about this in depth. I don't think so. We may touch upon this. Most posts can assume that the element of wine is only midira banan, and we'll get back to that in a moment. Right, like Abdallah says, especially Shigamkin. Okay, that's what the Rambam says in source number two. The Rambam once again echoing this same idea. Perichav tesalach alav hilchos Shabbos. Mitzvah is the same in the Torah. Lekadosh it's Shabbos midvarim. Shneamar zachar es yom haShabbos lekacho. Kolomar zachrei zechira Shabbos v'kid. Okay, the Rambam more or less says the same thing. Who will sum up for me what the Rambam is saying? What is Kiddush midoraisa? Exactly, saying nice things about Shabbos, correct? Pointing out and talking about the beauty of Shabbos. Okay, awesome. I was once the first meal that I had, after I got married. So I mean, obviously, the first Shabbos was Shabbos Shav Brachos, and then the second Shabbos, I was living in Washington Heights at the time, and myself, and also my one of my best friends, also my cousin. Like I married my best friend's cousin, like that's my wife. So we both, he got married 4 days before me. It was, I think, our first Shabbos in the Heights. We got invited, we had the schlitz of going to Rav Schechter for lunch. So we went to Rav Schechter for lunch. This is actually like one of these funny things. You know, like, I don't know why this needs to go on the recording. But anyways, whatever, like, there's this thing, like, you know, Shana Rishona, and like, there's like an Indian, you know, to be by yourself, and like, whatever, you know what I'm talking about? Have you heard of this? Like, not have, like, company or go anywhere, whatever, like, whatever. So I remember I was thinking to myself, like, well, I got invited to Shechler's house for lunch. Like, should I go? Should I not go? So I remember going up to my cousin, Rabbi Chaim Axtrud, who's a rabbi in, New Rochelle or Scarzell. I always forget which one it is. He was living in the Heights at the time as well. He was teaching in MTA at the time, I think. And I remember asking him, I said, like talking to him about this, like, yeah, really, what should I do? He's like, I think it's probably, you know, a really nice thing for Shana Rishona that the first meal you have for lunch is, like, by Rav Schechter. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, like, you think too hard, you know what I mean? That was one of those. Anyway, so we had the Sechus going to Rosh Hechter. It was great. And I remember him saying at the meal that we sang some zeros. And then afterwards he said, oh, by the way, you know, we know that the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos is to say nice things about Shabbos, right? And he said the Rav thought that Zmiros on Shabbos was actually a kiyum in being of Zachar Shema Shabbos Akacha Midoraisa. Because when you say Zmiros on Shabbos, that's exactly what you're doing. You're talking about the greatness and the godliness of Shabbos, and maybe that's a kiyum as well. Okay, so it was worth going to Rosh Hechter for many things, but also for that part. You know what I mean?
I feel like he knew that, like, oh yeah, Shana Rishona, they should be like, well.
I don't think he asked. Rosh Hechter doesn't do the inviting. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's more important than that. Like, his son, Rabbi Shai Shechter, who was also living in the Heights at the time. So he used to arrange guys to go to his father for Shabbos. What? I don't forget, for sure. No, anyways, whatever. Okay, it's a minhag. It's not like, whatever. It's like, okay. Forget I said anything. Okay, that is what the Rambam says. Source number four, what does the Ramban say? The Ramban has a very different interpretation as to understand this. It says the Ramban about the Ravasenu Oud Bo Medrash Mimil Zikacho. The Ramban quotes another idea about what does the Kacho mean. Shenekchiyu Bizikaron. What should you do? You should mention it. Bizikaron. Ke'inin V'kidashem Eshnas Hamishim Shana. What is that referring to? Exactly the 50th year is the Kiddush of Yovel. Shuto in Kiddush, that it needs Kiddush, based in Lomar, Biova Makudush Makudush. Avkan Siva Shaniskar as Yom HaShabbos Bikinashenu also. So too we need to mention Shabbos when we're designating it. So it seems as if we have a bit of a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to what the ikar of Kiddush is. For the Rambam, it's about praising Shabbos, saying nice things about Shabbos, right? Correct? Saying how Shabbos is elevated and different from the rest of the week. For the Ramban, it's about declaring that it's Shabbos. It's a declarative statement that today is Shabbos. Okay? Yes? What would be an afkamina between this? So, I quoted from the Bir Halacha. There's a shita of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is not actually dealing with this discussion whatsoever. He's actually talking about a different discussion, which I think we may touch upon. At what point does one fulfill the mitzvah midorites of Kiddush? Correct? Right, there's a big discussion in the Magen Avraham, in the Chassinach, in the Dalam Rambava. Like all the Achronim got very, very excited about this question, which Amir Shem will talk about in a little bit, about when one fulfills their obligation of Kiddush, because it has some very interesting nafkamina when it comes to a man trying to be Yotze his wife, Kiddush, when he comes home from Shul. He may have already fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush in Shul, and therefore if the woman is obligated on the Doraisa level, and the man is only obligated on the Rabbanan level, and there's a sheet of the Rosh that holds that there's no arvus by women, men and women, therefore maybe they, you know, he cannot fulfill the obligation of Kiddush. Okay, leaving that aside, says Rabbi Kiva Eger in this Bi'ar Halacha, source number 5, V'nei Ra'isi B'chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger Shemestapik Du'ulai Yotzei HaMitzvah Asei Ba'amiras Shapsa Tava Bilvad. What does that mean? Good Shabbos, right? Good Shabbos. Is good Shabbos going to be a kiyum in Kiddush Nida Oraisa? So Rabbi Kiva Eger is stopping about it. He's not sure. You tell me, what do you think? What should it be, a kiyum in mitzvah, of Kiddush Nida Oraisa? Yes, David? Okay, excellent. Excellent, fantastic. I think Rav Sachs and one of his svarim, Chemdes Yamim, I believe is one of his svarim on Shabbos, says exactly like you, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, great, excellent. So what is actually going on over here? That it could be that if you hold like the Ramban, that really the purpose of Kiddush is just to declare, it's a declarative statement. Today is Shabbos. Same way that Basin said, this year is Yovel, Makodesh Makodesh. So if I declare good Shabbos to you, so what am I doing? I'm declaring today is Shabbos. However, if it's about saying something elevated, nice about Shabbos, well, you know what saying good Shabbos is like? It's saying like, good morning. Yes? Have a good day. You know, good Monday to you, sir. Something along those lines. There is nothing inherent about this day that is elevated and lofty and more special than the rest of the days, and therefore, if that's a ikar Kiddush, according to the Rambam of Kiddush Kiddush HaShabbat Tivarim, maybe you did not fulfill your obligation. So a nafka minim between the Rambam and the Ramban, maybe this Rabbi Akiva Eger can want to fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa of Kiddush by saying good Shabbos. According to the Ramban, perhaps yes. According to the Rambam, seemingly not. Yes, questions?
Would the Shabbos be a way to begin Shabbos?
I guess this would be some, whatever you would say in terms of previous machlokas, that would also be applicable over here as well. Oh, really? Okay, I like that chumrah. That's awesome. What? Well, I mean, let's like hold off. Let's hold our horses because it depends. Like, you can only be Mekabel Shabbos. Like, I mean, if it's in the morning, you can't even call the Shabbos. Okay, on the way to shul. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I like that. Okay, I hear the chumrah. Awesome. Yes.
I think Rabbi Akiva Eger is weirdly good learning, so I just, like, you probably thought about these, but, like, you could potentially say that either A, Shabbos is an except, like, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like, those are, like good, you know, but, like, Shabbos is, like, inherently in the name itself, it's already composed, it's, like, separated. A, B, is that Shabbos in itself means, like, rest. Like, inherently that is a day of resting, going, like, have a good day of resting as opposed to resting week where.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Maybe inherently within Shabbos is the element of Kedusha / rest / why it's special, and therefore maybe according to both opinions you're saying,
right,
maybe it should be okay. I hear what you're saying. You might need to be more expansive in your praise of Shabbos in order to actually fulfill the mitzvah. You hear what I'm saying? There are other reasons why maybe it's not fulfillment in Shabbos also, but we're going to wait till we get to the discussing the sugya as well, but it's a good point. Okay, awesome. Any other questions before we go forward? No. Okay, great. So this brings us to source number 6. We'll try to do this somewhat quickly, at least this section. Source number 6, what does it say? Zacharas Yom HaShabbos Lekacho is the source of Kiddush, right? We also know, like you said in Parshat Hashana, it says Shamor Es Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. What does Shamor reference to? At least how the Chazal understand it. So Zachar is a reference to the mitzvahs Aseh, i.e. Kiddush, and Yehavdallah, possibly, whatever part of the Rambam it is, and maybe the other mitzvahs Aseh Shabbos, whether it's actually Hakim and Zachar or not, it is not so clear, probably not. And Shamor is a reference to mitzvahs Los Aseh, the Lamites Malachos. Okay, so we all know that what? Zachar B'Shamor? V'Divur Echad. Zachar B'Shamor said at one point, right, simultaneously. Why were they said at the same time? Why do we have a differentiation there? Says the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Zachar Meshamar V'Divur Echad, and therefore, what does that tell me? Kol Sheyeshu Meshamar Yeshu Mezachar. Kol Sheyeshu Mezachar Yeshu Meshamar. Meaning that whoever Shamor is applicable to, so too Zachar is applicable to. And vice versa, obviously, whoever Zachar is applicable to, so too Shamor. What is exactly this is mean? What is the Gemara trying to tell us? Very simple. We know that women are pater from what type of mitzvahs? Mitzvahs Yeshua's Man Grama, right? It's a drash in the Gemara in Kiddushin Dab Chavtes. Women are pater from Mitzvahs Yeshua's Man Grama. Fine. Okay, Kiddush seemingly is a mitzvah shezvan grama. Therefore, women should be pater from Kiddush. But because women are obligated in what? All the lamites malachos, because it's a mitzvah lo shezvan grama, we have a drasha that whoever is included in Shamor is also included in Zachar. And therefore, women are obligated in Kiddush to the same degree as men are obligated in Kiddush. And that's what we learn from the Gemara in source number 8. Why in Lechadodi is it Shamor v'Zachar v'Divur Echad? Even though it's really Zachar. Exactly. Right, just because, you know, so his name gets, you know. Okay, good. Just want to make sure that's okay. Okay, excellent. That we see this very clearly in the Shulchan Aruch. What does Shulchan Aruch say in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Beis, source number 9? Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Afa Pishu Mitzvah Tzeis Shez Man Grama. Women are obligated. Mishum this Ishkish Zachar L'Shamor, because we have a Hekish between Shamor and Zachar. Hayal V'Isnim B'Shmira Isnim B'Zechira. Once they're included in Shmira, they're also included in Zechira. Motzios Asan Nashim Hayal V'Chayavos B'Natar Kamosa. And women can fulfill a man's obligation in Kiddush, Mida Oraisa, because the level of obligation is certainly the same, and therefore women are obligated to the same degree as men are. We'll have to stop for right here, right now, but in a minute we'll talk about what are the nafkaminas are of women being chayav on a Oraisa level. And we'll get into some other discussions exactly when one fulfills their obligation in Kiddush Midoraisa. What are some of the other necessary components of Kiddush Midoraisa? And then we'll get into the practical how-tos of Kiddush. We have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you.